What'll it take to get Pittsburgh ready for 5G? I'm Maria Scappelletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. Today's wireless signals can only carry so much data. That's just one reason the major carriers are investing in 5G technology. But to get there will require a lot more infrastructure. One company behind the installations locally is Canonsburg-based Crown Castle. Public Affairs Manager Renee Morales explains.
So with the advent of the smartphone, we really started using lots and lots of data. So we went from, you know, just using our phones for a phone call or texting, we wanted to be able to, you know, stand in a bus line or be on a plane and watch movies and consume large amounts of data. And that's what small cells do. They create capacity. But what underpins all of this is fiber. So fiber creates the speed on a network. Fiber is also critical when we talk about 5G because it creates ultra high speed and extreme low latency. And that's really just a fancy way of talking about the handoff. You sending me a text and me replying. And you need those elements to create 5G.
So tell me, how do small cells handle this massive amount of data and the fiber that goes along with it and make everything work faster and with more capacity?
Sure. So it's a holistic network. You've got to have the cell towers and the small cells and the fiber, and it all has to work together. So currently here in Pittsburgh, Crown Castle has 40 small cells. We have about 300 route miles of fiber, and we have about 30 of the really big towers. And all of those have to work together to sustain this type of network. But you're going to need lots and lots of small cells, okay? And you're going to have to deploy this quickly to really be able to do this. And you're going to not only need this in Pittsburgh, you're going to need this all over Pennsylvania and across the nation.
Can you tell me just a little bit about how these cells are installed and where they're often or typically placed in any town, USA, for example? Where might people see them?
So, for example, behind the city county building at Ross and 4th, we have a small cell installation. That's where these types of infrastructure are going to go first. Or over in Oakland, we have a series of small cells. So if you think about the type of user that's in Oakland off of 5th, lots of devices, lots of high concentration of users, that's where small cells are going to go first.
So to get these installed, your company, Crown Castle, would they contract with a carrier such as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile?
So we wait to be awarded a contract. We work with, you know, say a planning commission or a city manager, and we go through the process. And you have to do that typically for every small cell. And you've got to speed this up. For us as a company, it typically takes between 18 and 24 months to get through the process. And so we are working right now as an industry in Harrisburg for state legislation so we can speed up this timeline and get this small cell infrastructure deployed faster in Pennsylvania.
That's Crown Castle's Renee Morales. Tech industry groups support State House Bill 1400. It would streamline permitting for installing small cells in Pennsylvania. The bill is in committee, and not everyone supports it, including the Pennsylvania Municipal League, which says the measure would preempt a local government's zoning authority. In business headlines, Altoona-based Sheetz came in at number 80 on Forbes magazine's 100 Best Places to Work this year. The convenience store chain drew praise from the magazine for actions like a recent across-the-board wage increase for employees. And it's not too early to start looking for a summer job. Kennywood will be holding job fairs Saturday, February 29th and Sunday, March 1st. I'm Maria Scappelletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.